You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Gylfie Sigurdsson to score and Swansea to win was 17-2. That's been boosted to 10-1 and Mesut Ozil to score and Arsenal to win was 11-5, now 3-1. Swansea's win against Crystal Palace in the league was followed by a loss away at Hull in the Cup. That's clearly, Simon, not a priority for Swansea this season. They're still 19th in the league. Arsenal, outside the top four going into the weekend, though, they eventually took care of Preston North End in the Cup with Olivier Giroud grabbing what is now a customary late goal. He's actually scored in each of his last eight starts for Arsenal in all competitions, Olivier Giroud. Simon, he's been a big impact in the last 2 months for the Gunners. The 1-2 to win this game away at Swansea.
Yeah, Giroud signed a new contract this week. One of three Arsenal players to commit themselves to the club, which is interesting with the backdrop of the Ozil and Alexis Sanchez contracts. But how many times do you see a guy who's just signed a new contract get a goal straight off the back of that? And Giroud's in great form anyway. I think he's 17-20 any time to score against a Swansea side who've just lacked any kind of defensive cohesion this season. The sale of Ashley Williams at the start of the season was massive for them. You know, not only a leader, but a very good organiser at the back of their defence. And I think, you know, central defence has been a massive weakness for Swansea this season. I can see Giroud having his way, and I think he will start for Arsenal in this game. So I'm very confident Arsenal will come through with the 3 points, get themselves back into top four contention. Swansea, they're going to be a work in progress under Paul Clement, aren't they? I think he will, you know, take a while to stamp his own style on that club. But also, he needs signings. He needs central defensive signings, and he needs to make them quickly in January here.
Arsenal, are you going a comprehensive win then, Simon?
I think so, yeah. I think Arsenal to win minus a goal. You know, I think that they could easily cover that handicap at the moment. The minus a goal handicap, 6-5, may even be more, but they don't really need to. You know, I think Arsenal, they're not the sort of side who will, away from home, really stick it to a team. Once they get 2-0 up, once they get the two goal cushion, I think they will just look to, you know, see out the result and try and get a clean sheet from that one.
Just 15 points they've got, Swansea, from their 20 games this season so far. And 25 of the 35 sides that have had 15 points or fewer after 20 Premier League games have been relegated. So big test, Derek, for Paul Clement taking over at Swansea.
Yeah, I see signs of life in them. You know, that result against Palace, I mean, nobody expected it apart from me, I seem to remember. and, you know, OK, it was disappointing they didn't follow it up against Arsenal, against Hull in the Cup. But, you know, it doesn't mean a light FA Cup form when it comes to league form, does it really? We all know that now. I just can't have Arsenal at these prices away from home. I know I keep saying this when we see them in matches like this, and they're always around, you know, 8-13 or whatever. And I keep saying, no, can't back them, and they keep winning. But I've just got a funny feeling about this one. I have not been impressed by Arsenal for a long, long time. Something is not right at that club. Now, OK, it's asking a lot of Swansea to beat them. I mean, Paul Clement would have to be a miracle worker to oversee that kind of improvement in such a short time. But we will see an improvement. You've got to be. That defence, I mean, I can take over and foster an improvement in that defence. So Clement surely will. What I'm saying is that I wouldn't be in a rush to be putting Arsenal in all your acres as a certainty this weekend, because I don't think it will be. I looked at this fix and I thought, this is a nailed-on both teams to score match. But then again, your odds compiler's got there before me, because it's ridiculously short odds, 13-20, I think, something like that. So yeah. I can't touch that. I'm going to play on the goals here. I've got a funny feeling about this fixture. I'm going to play over 3.5 goals, so 4 or more, 6-4.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey!
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.